With a whopping $1.7 billion in assets, it's safe to say an asset management plan in Wellington County is an undertaking. Taking that challenge on were Hemsen Consulting, who presented an updated plan due in July to Wellington County Council last week. This plan, Treasurer Ken DeHart says, is a holistic look at asset management. He went on to say while the document is true to its name, it also digs deeper into the numbers.
There's definitely a component of the asset management plan that speaks to how, just in general, at a high level, how the assets are managed, although those are the responsibilities of their individual respective departments. But also this asset management plan takes a look at the county's current funding levels of maintaining its assets.
DeHart says half of Wellington County's assets fall under the umbrella of roads, bridges, and culverts, and another 20%+ in social housing. The rest, DeHart noted, are in county facilities, vehicles, and other pooled assets. The plan before council broke down scenarios the county could take to address a gap DeHart says is not a threat to taxpayers.
It does identify an $81 million gap, which is fairly small in terms of our overall asset base of the $1.7 billion. There was some financial forecasting or potential scenarios identified in the plan that we could incorporate into future budgets in order to kind of close that funding gap.
These two scenarios do include tax levy shifts, though minuscule ones. Option 1 suggests closing the gap over a 10-year period, while the more aggressive model that aims to do so in 5 years carries a 1.62% levy impact each year. DeHart explains over the next 10 years there are a projected $1.05 billion worth of repair and maintenance planned for county assets. Wellington County currently has $964 million of those dollars mapped out. While only a small gap exists, DeHart explains there's still room for improvement moving forward.
We have about a 5% funding gap, and it would compare favorably to most municipalities. But it does indicate that we do have a bit of work to do in terms of incorporating some more of this good asset management procedures into our process. So I don't expect that this will have any material impact on our residents.
The bottom line, DeHart stated, is the county's assets are in good condition, and staff should be able to continue to operate within the forecasted budget. The remedy will involve being opportunistic, he explained, by lobbying for and applying to receive more grant money both provincially and federally, while also seeking out additional dollars, possibly through growth or investment revenues. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.